Quran inspires the Islamic Revolution to fight arrogance. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Heartiest felicitations, dear listeners, on the advent of the 41st anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. And on the fourth day of 10 Day Dawn, we present you the fourth episode of the Fajr special series. Our topic today is Holy Quran inspires the Islamic Revolution to fight arrogance. Please stay tuned. Dear friends, the sun of the Islamic Revolution keeps shining more brightly every day, even after the passage of 41 years since its glorious triumph in Iran. The grassroots movement of the Iranian people ushered in some of the greatest changes in the values and ideas of the current era, and the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, showed everyone the power and potential of Islam in facing the might of global arrogance. Today's struggle against global arrogance and the domineering system as personified by the US has spread throughout the free world, where Iran is hailed as the flag bearer of this movement. Each passing year of the Islamic Revolution further exposes the true, ugly image of global arrogance to the world people, whose enthusiasm for the values of this revolution constantly grows. Because of the Islamic roots of the revolution, Iran has managed to achieve spectacular progress in all fields at home and in the region and on the international scene, despite the magnitude of the plots of its enemies, especially the economic terrorism launched by the US. One of the most conspicuous achievements has been to strengthen the front of Islamic resistance against global arrogance and its devilish brat, Zionism. God says in the Quran that when he commanded angels to prostrate to Adam, who was fashioned out of clay as the first human being, all of them obeyed, except the genie called Iblis, who waxed proud, saying he was superior. As a result, divine wrath fell upon, and he was banished as the Satan for disobedience. The satanic tendency of arrogance is thus explicitly mentioned in the Holy Quran as a negative concept. According to Ayah 34 of Surah Baqarah, Satan was the first one to act arrogantly, which means all those behaving in arrogant manner are devils in human form and should therefore be confronted. This was the reason that sage of the age Imam Khomeini had rightly called the United States of America as the Great Satan, an embodiment of global arrogance. It was not an emotional outburst, but a well-thought description in view of the devilish traits of the US, which is the main cause of every misery people throughout the world, and which continues to commit the most brutal crimes against humanity. It even leads to their doom, the persons and countries that it browbeats into submission. As a matter of fact, it has been proven that friendship with the US will only cause humiliation, since arrogance, exploitation, oppression, bullying, warmongering, massacre of the innocent, and pillaging the resources of nations have become part and parcel of the US nature. That's why the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, calls the US as the absolute manifestation of arrogance. An arrogant person meddles in the affairs of other persons, while an arrogant regime interferes in the affairs of other nations without respect for any barrier or accountability. When global arrogance enters a country, it tries to empty it of all its possessions, and whatever it has of resources, it seizes all of them. Only those faithful people who have complete trust in God and full confidence in themselves, with the iron resolve to stand firm and steadfast without the notion of surrender, are capable of confronting global arrogance. This has been proved by the Iranian nation, and thanks to the inspiration instilled in them by Imam Khomeini, they have not only refused to bow to the dictates and desires of the United States of America, but have fought it fearlessly and successfully whenever the situation required. God Almighty says in Ayah 43 of Surah Fatir, "Acting arrogantly in the land and devising evil schemes, and evil schemes beset only their authors. So do they await anything except the precedence of the ancients? Yet you will never find any change in Allah's precedent, and you will never find any revision in Allah's precedent." This ayah points to two of the causes of deviation from the right path. Firstly, the misled adhere to arrogance and refuse to acknowledge truth. Secondly, they indulge in evil practices and plots. Yet these plots will drag the plotters to their doom, resulting in terrible punishment for them, like the fate that befell the evil nations of the past. Global arrogance today is afraid only the awakened and resistant nations, since any people who are awake and know their rights, their enemy, and the objectives of the enemies will stand firmly against the global arrogance. This is the cause of the setbacks being suffered by the US, which will never be successful against an indomitable godly nation like Iran, despite its military might and economic power. This is the point that the Islamic Revolution has emphasized since day one of its emergence. Moreover, God Almighty promises for those who resist against the oppressors in Ayah 30 of Surah Fussilat. "Indeed, those who say, 'Our Lord is Allah,' and then remain steadfast, the angels descend upon them, saying, 'Do not fear, nor be grieved. Receive the good news of the paradise which you have been promised.'" The enmity of the arrogance with the Islamic Republic is because of the fact that the Islamic Republic has made the Iranian people and country free, independent, and dignified. It has made the people choose their destiny without bowing to the dictates of the domineering powers, which cannot do anything when God Almighty is the supporter of the true believers. In Ayah 8 of Surah Saf, we read, "They desire to put out the light of Allah with their mouth, but Allah shall perfect His light, though the faithless should be averse." In view of these facts, we must believe in the divine promises and be steadfast and solid like rocks, as God says in Ayah 139 of Surah Al Imran, that we should not indulge in indolence and weakness and do not feel sad. We will succeed if we are faithful. God has promised that Hezbollah, or the party of God, will be victorious and dominant, while the party of Satan will be defeated. He says in Ayah 56 of Surah Ma'idah, "Whoever takes for his guardians Allah, his prophets, and the faithful should know that the confederates of Allah are indeed the victorious." It is interesting to note that Imam Khomeini used to say, "Whatever you shout, shout against America." Today, the Islamic Republic of Iran, without any fear, stands firmly against oppression, exploitation, and arrogance. Iran has inspired other nations which seek freedom and dignity, and this has made the U.S. more fearful of the Islamic Republic of Iran. The Iranian people, inspired by the teachings of the Holy Quran, have always emphasized on safeguarding the independence and dignity of the country and have spurned the dictates of global arrogance. The key of dignity of prophets, saints, and the true believers is that they rely on God, and the source of their dignity is divine power because of their pure thoughts and righteous deeds. The struggle against global arrogance will continue till the extermination of forms of bullying and oppression. Whenever there is wrong, there is right to fight it. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says in this regard, "If there is no struggle against arrogance, then we are not obeying the Quran at all." The Iranian nation, as the role model of the struggle against the global arrogance, needs complete trust in God and seeks His help in all matters. We must obey what the leader of the Islamic Revolution says and disavow the disbelievers as a Quranic principle. This will result in ultimate victory.